Now, this being Monday, it's time for our regular sports roundup with Ian Willoughby.
The issue of Czech soccer's top flight, featuring two clubs with an extremely similar name and strip, erupted at the weekend into the biggest scandal to hit the Gambrinus-Liga in some time. The background is rather complicated, but basically runs like this. A tiny club from the outskirts of Prague called Stříčkov bought the name Bohemians Praha 5 years ago, after the original Bohemians went bankrupt. Meantime, fans of the original Bohemians got together and funded its revival at its traditional stadium in Prague's Vršovice district under the name Bohemians 1905. This led to a bitter rivalry and a long-running dispute over the name, which was brought to a head on Saturday when Bohemians Praha refused at the last minute to take part in a league game at Bohemians 1905, a game that was due to be shown live on Czech TV. Bohemians Praha are demanding that the matter of the name be resolved by European football's governing body UEFA. But the Czech Football Association say both clubs are league members and there's nothing to resolve. What's more, the FA is expected to come down hard on Bohemians Praha, with likely sanctions including a large fine for the bottom of the table club and Bohemians 1905 being awarded a 3-0 win. Anyway, moving on to games that were actually played. Baník Ostrava went top of the league after a 3-2 home win over Slovácko, while third-placed Jablonec beat Mladá Boleslav 2-1 away. However, Sparta can move from second back to first if they beat Slavia in the big Prague derby on Monday evening. That's after the recording of this show. Further afield, Milan Baroš made a big impression in his start for Turkish league side Galatasaray since suffering a foot injury in October. The Czech striker scored two headed goals in 10 minutes before rounding off a hat-trick with a fine individual effort in Gala's 6-1 victory over Diyarbakırspor on Sunday. Finally, ice hockey, and the lineup for the finals of the Extraliga playoffs has been decided. Pardubice, featuring the great Dominik Hašek in goal, needed only 4 games to see off Liberec, while Vítkovice beat Slavia Prague 4-1. The fact both semi-finals ended so quickly led Czech television, which is broadcasting the playoffs, to ask the clubs to start the finals early. However, both Pardubice and Vítkovice refused, and the final series begins as originally scheduled on Saturday. That's all the sport for today.